So this is 1455, it's a Renaissance picture by an Italian artist, Neri de Bicci. First, what does the arrangement of space tell you? We probably have to step back so you can see the whole thing, because I'm really asking about everything together. So what I'm getting at is there's a duality here, and I wanted you to tell me what it is.
Chaos, a lot of events.
Yes. Do you notice the difference between that there are two orders of space? You have heaven above, ordered. Look at the halos of the angels. And look at the halos of disciples. So you've got heaven above, ordered, the earth beneath, everything turned every which way in space. Heaven is beyond space and time. The subject of this picture is, this subject is called the Madonna della Cintola. It's one of the legends of the Virgin Mary based on the golden legend, plus a 5th century text that gave an account of the death of Mary called the Transitus Mariae. And when I tell you what's happening here, some of you maybe are going to get mad. The true Protestants maybe will find out who they are. According to these accounts, at her death, Mary ascended to heaven in the sight of the apostles. Thomas, however, was absent, but after 3 days he returned, and doubting the assumption had taken place, right, that Mary was carried to heaven, Thomas doubted the assumption had taken place. He asked that her tomb be opened, which was done, and it was found empty, full of lilies instead. Her sarcophagus was full of lilies. And then the Virgin, taking pity on his lack of faith, threw down her belt so that this tangible proof sent down from heaven would remove the doubt from his mind. Now, you don't actually have to be a true Protestant to be able to answer the question, why would this annoy Protestants? Yeah. So you have a kind of echo of the Gospel, right, with the story of St. Thomas. Mary here is given really the role of Christ, with an empty tomb and the removal of doubt. So you got some kind of hint that whatever Jesus did, Mary did too, because she's Christ's equal. Some kind of, you know, you might be wondering, well, is that the thinking you see here? Now, you can call this Mariolatry if you wish, but be precise in what you're saying. You know, what are you saying about this picture? It's not impossible, is it? Or tell me if it's inconceivable, that Christ intended Mary, the first Christian, shall we say, to mirror him. It's an impossibility that Christ intended the first Christian to mirror his life in ways, even ways just like this. I don't see how we could know that that wasn't the case. Also, Mary is both a particular human being and a symbol of the Church. And so you have the same issue here as you have in interpreting Scripture. What mode of interpretation are you going to use? Right? Do you read this literally or allegorically? That is this Mary the person and her life, or is this Mary the Church? For instance, here you have a picture not of the Assumption of Mary, but of Mary in heaven. Promise of Scripture that the elect, those who have gone before us, right, obeying the Father right through their lives, are received in heaven. That's what we're shown here. Reassurance, or a kind of proof shown to a doubter that this has happened. And this is done by, or is mixed into, the story of the belt. And why the belt? Because in 1365, that belt had been kept as a relic in the Cathedral of Prato, just outside Florence. This was a story that all Florentines knew. It's worth noting, by the way, that some of these subjects from the life of Mary were condemned at Trent. And in fact, this is one of the subjects that, after Trent, virtually disappeared completely. There are very few pictures painted of this subject afterwards. What is the color of Mary's dress versus her robe? Of red and gold. It's the most distinctive fabric that you see here. And the mantle, the robe that she wears, cloak, It's a kind of silvery blue. So notice the silver and gold aspect, that has to do with heaven. And notice the other colors that you have there, red for the dress and blue for the cloak. The cloak is put on top of the dress, which is to say something comes first. What is signaled by red comes first, and what is signaled by red, blood, is human life. Mary is a mortal human being who takes on the immortality of heaven. You often see, and we'll see this many times, Mary represented with, and you look at that Mary right over there, you have exactly the same thing. The thing that she wears first is her flesh, a cloak of flesh, and on that she puts on this cloak, the immortality of heaven. Sometimes when I talk about this kind of thing, students become impatient. What comes first? What comes after? All these human additions not found in Scripture. But in Galatians, Paul says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And that, too, is the sequence of before and after with regard to clothing. So what we're talking about here with clothing is, in fact, a biblical metaphor. One last thing about this picture. At the very bottom, if you look at the bottom strip, what have you got? Lots of plants. And if you look at those plants, you will find that no two of them are the same. Well, there are two that are the same. You've got two like this and two like one with two like this. But everything else is different. The artist has made every other plant different. Realistic, but arranged, they're realistically portrayed, but arranged like in a tapestry, one beside the other. And what's interesting about this difference is that this tells us about the variety and the richness of the created world. And you look at the variety of the postures, it's the same theme that you have here. The world, the created world, is a place of diversity. Notice that there's less diversity at the top in the representation of heaven. Does this mean anything? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But it seems that we have an indication of some quality of the world. And I suppose the 21st century people among us would be the ones who will say, well, if heaven doesn't have all the diversity of the world, I don't think I'm going to like it.